This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Dan Woods. Thanks for tuning in today. We're spending some time with musician Steve Schaffner. We continue our conversation now. Don't you think, talk about the power of music a bit. I mean, it does really have the ability to really impact our moods in a lot of different ways.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I was YouTubing last night and came across one about a very severely Alzheimer-ish man and hadn't been responsive in a long time. And they put some headphones on him, and boy, the old guy just jumped to life. You know, he remembered the tune. And so, yeah, it's pretty powerful, potent stuff.
Yeah, a lot of times you get those, we call them earworms, I guess. You hear that song and it just kind of implants in there, and it's kind of hard to shake it. It really, I don't know, does so many things.
Most of the time, that's a good thing.
Most of the time. I have had an occasion where it's a song that I would really rather kind of move on, and I can't get it to, can't shake it. That happens sometimes.
Or your wife wishes you would shake it. Yeah.
That's more likely the case.
Summer before last, my wife and I went to Nashville and went to a club called Third and Lindley, which is 9/10 of a mile up from the old Ryman Auditorium, the old Grand Ole Opry. And a former student of mine is the sound man there for Monday nights for a band called the Time Jumpers. And the Time Jumpers is about a 10-piece band composed of all the leading session guys that play on everything in Nashville. And one of their guitar players and singers is Vince Gill. So he drops in every Monday night, and he plays a three-hour set, and it was just magic, you know. But Alex Maynor is their sound guy, so he made sure to get us a good close table, and they played that tune, and it's just lit me up. So I thought, man, when I get home, we got to work that thing up. So.
Yeah, do you have a favorite genre of music, or do you just like just about everything?
I love it all. You know, I'm not hooked into any one thing. During the pandemic, I've spent a lot of time on Irish fiddle tunes, and Irish fiddle has some real specific ornaments and bow things they do to decorate notes. So I've kind of been immersed in that and working ahead on some of the classical stuff that we may be doing if we get past this in the spring. So
what drew you to the Irish fiddle tunes? Why did you decide to do those now?
Well, a lot of our popular music, especially our country music, is based on the Irish forms and you know, verse, chorus, and around that type of tradition. So, I've always liked it. I've always studied it for a while and then taken a break and come back to it. But this will be the longest period, you know, about 4 or 5 months that I've stayed with it and really, really gotten into depth with it.
Yeah. Is this one of those things where if the pandemic hadn't happened, you might not have done this?
Right. Yeah. I'd have been immersed in, you know, working on whatever was on the stand for symphony gigs or musicals or whatever else I was booked for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of provided a break, and you're not so focused on getting to the next thing.
How long have you played fiddle?
I started in 1970. I had been playing guitar for some years, and we were going to go sign up for band at Cape Central High School in 1970, and I think my folks had assumed I was going to play Dad's trumpet. That's what he played in high school. Hmm. And the night before we went, the old Porter Wagoner show came on, and I saw Mac McGahey, who was the fiddler in Porter Wagoner's band, and I thought that was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. Mac, all the guys in Porter Wagoner's band wore these real spangly suits, and Mac was real animated and jumped around, and I just thought that looked like the funnest thing there ever was. So that's what I signed up for. And then Mel Gelhaus started me on that in 1970 in the boiler room of Elmer Schroeder School. So,
I know Mel. Mel used to play. He may still play with the Paducah Symphony.
He still does.
He was an announcer here for many years.
We're stand partners.
Well,
and
great.
He's 82 years old, and he's a hoss.
I'll be. That's good to hear.
Yeah, he's a monster. He plays great.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and wish you well.
Thank you, Dan. I've enjoyed this.